Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Yeah, we've got some pretty hot weather in the next few days in the Chicago area. Thought we would focus in on that in today's Weekend Health Report. Dr. Jeremy Silver, Director of Emergency Medicine, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital, joining us. And happy Father's Day to you, Dr. Silver. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks. Appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
So I would imagine that many, many of the patients that you see in the emergency room there are heat-related. Would that be correct?
Certainly more and more as we reach the hotter summer months. That's absolutely true.
And is it heat exhaustion? Is it sunstroke? I mean, describe the kinds of things that people are coming in with that are heat-related that could very easily affect them the next few days.
Sure. So, you know, heat-related illness is a wide spectrum, and to split the hairs finely isn't necessary for the general public, but simply to know that particularly folks that are older, meaning over 65 years of age, those with chronic illnesses, so maybe you're 30 years old, but you've got a chronic disease, or young children, so kids and babies, are more likely to suffer the effects of heat. And that can be as simple as feeling a little tired and run the gamut all the way up to something we call heat stroke, where essentially the body breaks down, there's lack of sweating, loss of consciousness, and essentially coma. So it can be extremely severe, but there's a variety of ways that people can prevent these types of illnesses from happening.
Talk about the variety of ways that it could happen in the first place. Is it just simply, you know, sitting outside on a day where the temperature is like it's going to be in excess of 90 degrees? Does there have to be physical exertion? How do you get that?
Yeah, 90 is actually a great number, Dean. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, if the heat index is greater than 90, or the temperature is greater than 90, I say that because the heat index just takes into account the humidity. And just briefly, why does humidity matter? It matters because it inhibits sweating. And without getting into the physics of it, you basically just can't sweat off the heat when it's a certain humidity. And so 90 is a great number to use, and it's simply exposure plus time equals illness. And so you don't necessarily have to be exerting, although, you know, exertion does shorten the interval between feeling good and feeling not so good. So the key is, if you're going to be outside, take breaks, use shade to your advantage. Use water to your advantage, meaning get under the sprinkler, get in the pool or the ocean, and, you know, spritz yourself with water if you can. And then, of course, drink plenty of fluids because those cool fluids can help to mitigate the temperatures.
Even sprinkling yourself with water would be helpful. The idea is hydrate inside and out, I guess, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. That cool water on your skin draws the heat from your body into the water, and when that water evaporates or falls off you, then the heat goes with it.
I see. Now, you're saying, you know, drink plenty of beverages. Not all beverages, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, are your friend in super hot weather, correct?
That's correct. Not all drinks are created equal. And it can get complicated if you're out running a race and it's in the 80s, you know, you don't want to just drink water. You want to also replace with electrolytes. So, you know, those classic sports drinks like Gatorade or Powerade. But of course, if you're diabetic or if you have kidney disease or high blood pressure, you should talk to your doctor before you consume those beverages. But the general rule of thumb is if you're outside or exerting in the heat longer than an hour, you need to start thinking about replacing not just the water molecules, but the electrolytes as well.
Yeah, I had always heard that having water was just as good as having a sports beverage with the electrolytes. But it sounds like you're saying you would prefer the electrolytes in there also.
I think if you're having an extended period of time, then it starts to matter. If you're only outside for an hour, you know, mowing the lawn or something, then yeah, water is perfectly fine. But if it's going to be an all-day affair, you want to think about having maybe a couple of sports drinks on hand for sure.
Yeah, and the sports drinks, you were saying that, you know, if you have other conditions, check with your physicians. But there are sugar-free versions of the sports drinks now, which I would think would help a lot of people who otherwise probably should not have the sugars which are in those beverages.
Absolutely. In fact, sugar and alcohol are the biggest enemies to staying hydrated, because the sugar in the alcohol basically promotes urination, and then you lose all the water and electrolytes that you were trying to hang on to. So trying to limit the sugar is a good thing, even if you're not diabetic, in fact.
Yeah. So is there a certain amount of time at which it is safe to be outside? Someone wants to, you know, sit in the yard, go to the beach, you know, do a little something, or just is everybody different?
Everybody's different. I think the one pitch I would make is for those that have young kids, particularly 3 and under, be careful. You know, I want to make a quick mention about hot vehicles. Around 30 kids die every year from what is called pediatric vehicular heat stroke. And that's just a fancy word for being in a hot car. And by the way, it doesn't take long. A child can die in as little as 15 minutes. And it's not necessarily the absent-minded parent distracted and leaving the kid in the car. It's sometimes kids find their way into vehicles. So, you know, keep the cars locked when they're in the driveway. I would also mention that cracking the windows does not diminish the risk significantly. But back to your question, you know, take breaks, wear sunscreen, stay hydrated, light clothing, and pay attention to kids. If your kid is kind of sitting there staring off into space, it's time to get them in a cool environment. It means that they're starting to get overheated.
Yeah, into maybe a cool bathtub, or just into the air conditioning of the house?
Yeah, I think air conditioning would be fine. You know, a tepid bath is never a bad idea. I hesitate on the cool bath just because of the shock element, but tepid is good. And then, you know, if for whatever reason, if you don't have access to air conditioning and the temps are above 90, take a trip to the library, go see a movie, go to the mall and walk around. These are public spaces that are generally very well air-conditioned, and so those are good places to take breaks as well.
Yeah, is it a bad idea that I like to stroll back and forth in the frozen food section of my grocery store?
I think we've all done it, leaning over the broccoli.
I'm telling you, sometimes when you come in from outside and it's so hot, and you just happen to walk by a dairy case or a frozen food case, and it's like nirvana all of a sudden.
It's like, right. And then the next thing you know, you're going home with a bunch of popsicles and ice cream cake.
Yeah, frozen peas. They're suddenly stuck to your skin. Not good. Questions for Dr. Silver, comments, other topics. Happy to cover them all for you. The Week in Health, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's 9:53. Dr. Jeremy Silver on with us. The Week in Health, answering your questions about the heat wave that's about to hit Chicago. And Jen, you are going to be up first with Dr. Silver. Hi, you're on WGN.
Good morning. I've always had a question on my mind. Sorry, morning throat. And I found the best place to ask the question. What about those deodorants that they have with the cream that they say you can use it on any place on your body?
Yeah, there are a lot of commercials about that, don't you? Have you noticed that, too, that there are nothing but commercials about the deodorants that you can put anywhere? It's kind of crazy. Let's see what Dr. Silver has to say about that. Doctor, the question is about creams, deodorants that claim to stop sweating. How healthy is that? It sounds like you were saying the body needs to sweat.
Yeah, I, I certainly respect the idea of maintaining a good cosmetic look and not wanting to have those pit stains, which we all get. But by and large, the antiperspirants, at least the old school antiperspirants, contain metal in the form of aluminum, which you definitely don't want leaching into your body. And generally speaking, sweating is a good thing. So, my counsel would be try and avoid them. And, unless the ingredients kind of are all natural, in which case, have at it.
So what do you do as an alternative? I got off of deodorants with the aluminum. I find them to not be as effective. Sorry, people standing around me. But so what do you do?
Well, I think you're right. The non-aluminum based antiperspirants, they don't work as well. There's some things that you just have to, I think, cope with. And in the case of that you described, Dean, your colleagues might want to stand at a radius of 10 feet away or more.
Yeah, there must be some formula, right? Maybe some work better than others. I don't know. I guess
I have a deep dive this. I actually if you went on Reddit or one of these other, did some Googling, you might find that there's certain formulations out there that work better than others. But generally speaking, I would stay away from the heavy metals.
Okay, stay away from heavy metals and the deodorants with the aluminums in this kind of weather. Jan, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Here's 847 area code. Is the popular children's drink Pedialyte a good substitute for adults in this weather?
Actually, Pedialyte is a great, is very effective. It doesn't have the same formulation of electrolytes that adult drinks do. But in some cases, it's just fine. In fact, we have Pedialyte in our fridge, and I've been known to take quaffs off of it when I'm out there sweating or working outside. So I think it's perfectly fine to drink Pedialyte as a grown up.
Yeah, is it the same as a sports drink?
In fact, it is. It's essentially got vitamins and minerals, and is formulated to help replace some of the same elements that you lose when you sweat.
Interesting. What can you tell us, says the 708 area code, about Nun tablets for a replacement for sports drinks? It says that I've been told that it doesn't have sugar. It's in little tablets and does the same thing.
Nun tablets are great. I am not looking at the ingredients currently. I think they have a tiny amount of sugar, and I actually just went to their website. It says 1 gram of sugar. So they're not totally sugar-free, but by and large, way less sugar than something like Gatorade. I have these at home. We use them all the time, and I think they're great. They're also non-GMO and all that sort of thing. So they have all of the labels that people look for to know that something is healthy and not over-manufactured.
Great information for these hot days coming from Dr. Jeremy Silver, Medical Director, Emergency Medicine, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital. Happy Father's Day again, Doctor, and have a great Sunday. Thank you.
Dean, great talking to you.